was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 4 cents today to $3.64. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
17 to 8 on Summer Breakfast, all thanks to Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. David King and Jack Heaven, Michael Klinger, the coach of the Melbourne Renegades, will join us after 8 o'clock. We'll talk about Eddie Maguire after 8 o'clock as well, Kingy. Plus, questions without notice, still plenty more to come. But the A-League fixture was announced yesterday. It's a good-looking one as well for Melbourne Victory and for A-League fans as well who have been waiting a while. They managed to get the second half of the season done the first set of lockdown. They got there in the end. And now, very quickly, Victory are back in action tonight. One of their stars, Robbie Cruz, who's not with the team in Doha this week, joins us here on SEN Breakfast. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How's that knee of yours coming along?
Yeah, it's coming along pretty good. I think we're heading probably a little bit better than expected. So far, so good. So hopefully everything can go smoothly from now until the start of the season.
So I was going to say, are you almost working back from your own point of view from the start of the season now? Is that the return date for you, or are you hoping there could be something before that?
Obviously it's a little bit unknown. It wasn't just a simple procedure. So my aim is to be fit for the start of the season, but, obviously it's a week-by-week proposition. So hopefully... I'm available first game, but if it's not, then it would be it won't be too far away from that. So I think it can be really soon, but we'll see how it goes.
Robbie, new coach, new squad. Looks like it's a bit more of an attacking squad. Exciting times ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult when you put together a new squad, and obviously in the A-League that happens quite a lot, where it's a big turnover of players. So. Something I've not used to throughout my career, but in saying that, I think we've recruited really well. We've got a good blend of youth and experience. So obviously, it's about trying to get the combinations going, and it's a little bit difficult with the team being over and competing in the ACL at the moment. So they've been thrown into the action without too much preparation. So it was a decent performance last night, and hopefully we can get those combinations going and firing for the rest of these games in the Champions League and then for the start of the season.
Is that something that just takes time? I mean, basically half your squad has changed from last season to this season. Is that something that just you need to have a little bit of patience with to get synergies and just get used to playing with each other?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, I've never really, in Europe, this doesn't happen too often where you get too much of a turnover of squad. So normally it's maybe four or five players. So it's something new to me. But I guess, like you said, it's obviously trying to get, getting into pre-season on the training pitch and getting, those combinations and getting to know one another obviously helps in games. So I think that'll come with, obviously this Asian Champions League is good for the team, obviously, to get, quality games in preparation for the season, and obviously we're there to win games and try and get out of the group. So for me, it'll be a little bit difficult, obviously coming back later and not being able to train with the team. But I'm confident enough in the coaching staff and the quality we have in the squad to be able to get those combinations going quite soon.
What sort of coach is Grant Brebner? Is he an attacking coach? Is he going to want to score 3-4 goals a game, or is he a defensive coach that? Clearly, one of the strikers of the competition wouldn't love.
No. I mean, obviously, he's an attacking coach. He was here when I was. He was here 10, 15 years ago when I was here. So we had a lot of success back then in the philosophy that we played the game back then with Melbourne Victory, and it was all branded around attacking football. So he wants to bring that back after the disappointing season we had last year, and obviously get the fans going again and playing a good brand of football. But that's not without, obviously, your defensive duties are just a fundamental in football, or in any sport in general. It's going to be a tough season, like you said, with all the turnover of players, but I'm confident in Bredsy in the style that he is implementing into the team, and his character as a coach and as a person will definitely bring us all together.
Boys went down last night 3-1 to Beijing. It's a tough ask, Robbie, isn't it? I mean, not only is there four games in 10 days, but your squad's just coming together and playing for the first time versus teams from the Asian leagues who are in season right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's heaps of factors involved. It's like you said, that's one of the massive ones is we're coming in. You know, we played a friendly game against City, a couple of weeks ago. That was our only hit out. So, you know, we're massively underdone, and you know, obviously the combinations aren't there, and they're coming off the back of a full season, so they're at peak fitness. And then you throw in the fact that you know they got five or six foreigners in that team, which are you know got massive salaries and massive players in world football, so that makes a huge difference. And yeah, but I think you know it was a decent performance. Obviously, we didn't start too well, but you know it's difficult, like you said, coming into you know first competitive match against a quality opposition like that. So I think we built into the game quite well. So hopefully, we can take some positives and build on to the next game.
Let's be honest, Robbie. You don't want them kicking eight goals without you in the team last night.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all thinking. But it's all right.
Victory fans, you can stand as one with the club by becoming a member today. To gain priority access to tickets this season, join or renew up as a member before Thursday, December the 3rd, to receive your pack in time for round one. It's a very good deal, this one. Head to gomvfc.com.au for more information. The Victory season starting at home on January 2 of the A-League season coming up. Robbie, thanks so much for your time. Good luck for not only the knee, but good luck for the season coming up.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Robbie Crews, one of the stars of Melbourne Victory, joining us, Kingy.
What's are they expected to be prominent again this year?
Yeah, they'll be good.
They'll be good?
They'll be good, I would have thought. Yeah,
you know some of these names recruited well.
Well done to the A-League as well for getting the fixture out. Starts 29th of January, 26 rounds in 23 weeks. They're going to try and do it as quickly as they possibly can. They've got a bit of feedback that maybe the season dragged on a little bit too long. 13 home games are going to be split across Amy and Marvel Stadium for Victory fans as well. So go mvfc.com.au.
Expecting crowds to be back at 25% capacity.
That's good.
How many will that be?
Well, Amy gets in 11 or 12 off the top of my head, Amy Park. So, yeah, 25% of 12, Kingy.
25% of 12 would be 3.
Well done.
Yep.
Well done.
Cheers.
That's why you should have been a ball kid. It's SEM Breakfast.